And we don't even have to then ask Him. The more deeply we are in love with Him, based on the faith of His real presence, He's going to use us as channels of working wonders, and He's going to protect us from pride by giving us plenty of humiliations. That's, by the way, one reason why we have, in a religious community, other members. They provide humiliations. Sister, would you say, that your fellow sisters sometimes do help a little bit with providing some humiliation? Just a little bit on rare occasions. So the Lord knows how to keep us humble. And He'll work wonders through us. And so far from being getting credit for the wonder, we'll be blamed or scolded or reprimanded. The one thing that faith in the real presence protects us from is pride. Thanks for the questions. If there are any more, just pass it around. Today you mentioned a priest who was sent to a psychiatric hospital, walked out, and is living with a family. What would he do now? Good question. How can Orthodox priests survive in the United States to shepherd the faithful if they face such persecution? That's why I mentioned this, and I even passed around a good idea. The whole nation knows about it. It's no secret. Well, they need our prayers, they need our sacrifices, and they need also our encouragement. And you know, wonderful that this family takes this priest in. Poor man, what would he do? Can an Episcopalian marry and get an annulment in the same denomination then be free to marry a Catholic? Well, of course, now, once annulments become common in the Catholic Church, and I mean every syllable, the future of the Catholic Church is dangling. The Catholic Church will survive only in those countries, those dioceses, where people still believe that sacramental consummated marriage cannot be dissolved by any human power on earth. No place else. That's why in the 16th century, six nations were lost to the Catholic Church. That's why in the 13th century, the whole of Eastern Christianity, as they call themselves now the Orthodox, broke with Rome. One reason, sex. Married people wanted to remarry, and priests wanted to have wives. So, and even as I talk now, I say to myself, and it's this, I know it's the same person. Look in the mirror, and somewhat older, but still me. And I read what I've written 20 or 30 years ago, looks like mine. But what a different world. What a different world. When I was ordained, and for years after my ordination, ordained in 47. For a good 20 years. Nobody but the Pope could ever give what we now call an annulment. Nobody else. But countries like the United States just sent such a flood of petitions for annulment in Rome. One priest working for the Rota in Rome, he said, we've got a backlog of 17,000 cases. So the Pope really had no choice. He had to turn over the authority under certain conditions to the bishops. Are there people, Catholics even, who enter codes of marriage who are not validly married? Of course. But somebody has still to believe that if they are free to marry, they're both baptized when they marry, whether Episcopalians or not. Two Episcopalians are two baptized people, and that marriage is consummated. Nobody can dissolve that marriage or annul it. That's how the Episcopalians got started, because of Anne Boleyn, the mistress of Henry VIII. She told Henry, look, no more. I'll be your mistress no longer. I want to be queen. There are some 1,900 extinct dioceses in the Catholic Church. So, thanks. When we receive the Holy Eucharist, do we receive each person in the Holy Trinity? Please explain. No. If by receive, the question means, do you receive each person in the Trinity become man? Of course not. Only the second person become man. Do you receive grace from all three persons? Of course, of course. How can families help these priests in a concrete way? Well, as we mentioned, praying for them, sacrificing for them, and knowing about them, and defending them. One priest, unjustly charged, he's already spent, and he had to draw on his family inheritance, spent $20,000 in legal fees, and nobody came to help him. No lawyer offered. One more Mazuma. You know what needs to be done in our country? When after receiving our Lord in Holy Communion, what is the proper thing to do when people want to come over and carry on a conversation? When a person is trying to make their thanksgiving, I think it is beneficial to also try to make a good preparation as well as a thanksgiving. Am I wrong as I am chastised by some who think it is uncharitable to keep quiet? Well, quietly under your breath, tell them. They were told by a Jesuit priest that it would be wrong for you to engage in conversation. If they persist, tell your friends and the Jesuit priest, and you're told you to tell his friend, and you're committing a sin. I want me to talk. Okay. Well, the Jesuit priest phone them up. I'll give you the number too. When our Lord says all the power went out from him when the woman touched him, was he preparing us for receiving him, and that in the Eucharist all the power comes from him if we are properly disposed and have the desire? Yes. I cannot tell you. I can tell you, I can repeat it, but persuade you or convince you beyond my words. The power of the Eucharist is miraculous. And then I have to say this. Then some years ago, I came to Ann Arbor to confer with the charismatics in Ann Arbor. Then also, to confer with the charismatics at South Bend, the two centers of the charismatic movement in the Western world, within 1 hour driving distance. They thought we should cooperate. So we talked. I had a secretary with him to take notes. He talked for an hour in each place. But no way. I asked them, "Now you charismatics, how often do you meet for prayer?" "Well, either daily or at least several times a week." "How often do you have mass?" "Once a month." "How come?" "Well, we don't want to offend our Protestant charismatics." People are looking for miracles. You'll get them. You never boast. The moment you begin to boast, you're sunk. But it's through faith in the Eucharist and the kind of miracle that won't be showy, not speaking with tongues. Am I still making sense? You know the revelations? My gosh. See, we know end of the revelations, all kinds of them. You got a newspaper, let's talk about revelations. Now, some no doubt are genuine. God knows. Because we realize that only God can save us. True. But the key to working miracles is the Eucharist. They're not miracles that you can show off or boast to your friends about. I just had a revelation last night. You had a what? I had a revelation last night. Here's what our Lord told me. And then pages. No way on earth you can verify that revelation. But the miracles of the world needs in our country, surely, is miracles of conversion. And those will be worked only, that adverb is part of our faith, only through the Eucharist. If after two children, a husband refuses to let his wife bear any more children, and she deeply desires a larger family, and she divorces him, is this grounds for annulment? No. There's no such thing as a post factum annulment. That's a contradiction in terms. Now, there are books published on how to get an annulment. You know that. Courses available. I repeat, the future of the Catholic Church in America, the days are numbered. No Catholic culture has survived in all 19 centuries of history unless and only where the indissolubility of marriage was still believed. Believed first by the bishops, by the priests, by the married people themselves. Let me tell you, you talk this language to people. No wonder, as I told you, one large diocesan paper, did I tell you this? Has instructed the editor never publish anything that Father Hardin has said or written. Thanks for being here. Daniel, thanks for at least recording it. Thanks. My brother has just returned to the practice of regular confession. He went to a nearby Catholic church and asked the priest to hear his confession. It was 20 minutes before the noon Mass. The priest refused to hear his confession. See, it was too close to Mass. Priest pray for him. Well, I would see. Priest pray for them. First for the priest. And if the brother is within driving distance, I'm leaving on Friday for Washington. I'll be back Saturday night. I'll be here Sunday. Classes in Ann Arbor. So, bring your brother. Let me know if you want to. I'll hear your brother's confession. Okay? Sure. That's a deal. I spoke to our priest about the Holy Father's prayers for restoration and the belief of Christ and the belief of Christ's real presence in the sacrament. He said he thinks everybody believes. Sure, everybody believes. The only unbelievers are in mental institutions, and they've got to be totally insane. Everybody believes, but not everybody. Oh, dear Lord. Not everybody believes. Everybody believes in the real presence. I would like to order the homiletic and pastoral review from my husband. How can I get the address to subscribe? Oh, and would you write, tell Father Baker what happened? Gosh, I don't have the address is not on the what you've been given. Father Baker asked me to promote subscriptions. I tell you what. Daniel, would you be my agent? See? I don't know what the subscription is. Per year, I'm guessing. $15, $12, $15, I'm not sure. Whatever it is. Comes out every month. But it is the most, for me, the most orthodox and really deep thinking Catholic magazine of the country. Is it proper for me to enroll myself for Masses, or is it best for others to enroll me, or may I request they enroll me? Well, not quite sure. Enrolling for Masses. Meaning a Mass Association? Well, you can enroll yourself, of course. Or you can have Masses said. And for specific intention, even. What are the best ways to deepen our faith? Oh, thank you. First, if you want to deepen your faith, you must live your faith. Put your faith into practice. It's not a cliche. Secondly, pray daily for an increase of faith. Thirdly, study your faith. That's why we're here. Purpose, our main purpose, I can say honestly, is to deepen our faith. Study it, but be sure your sources are authentic. And fourthly, share your faith with others. In other words, make converts. Those who have lost the faith, those who never had it. And people want the faith. They really do. Thank you for your prayers for my daughter. Thank you. Thank you for... I have seldom in my life seen a priest who believes deeply enough to act as if they believed. During high school, the young assistants were reluctant to give me their blessing and forbade me to kneel for it. One priest who believes feeds my soul as if it had a banquet. Yeah. Thank God for that priest. It's real. And what it is, the deepest need of the human soul is for the truth. What our country is starving for is the truth. It's being fed, as I've said so many times. Remember, our modern media are engaged in a Luciferian conspiracy against the truth. Detroit News won't give you the truth. Press won't give you the truth. CBS won't give you the truth. NBC won't give you the truth. New York Times won't give you the truth. No. No way. And the more we feed our minds on the untruth, the harder it is even to digest the truth. Because, let's face it, the untruth is savory, is sweet. To the selfish human soul. But people want the truth. They're starving for it. Does Jesus have a divine intellect and a human intellect? What about his will? Well, same thing. Christ, who can finish this sentence? The capacity of the human mind to forget is? Thanks for some of you remembering. Christ has two intellects and two wills. He must have. He is true God, and God certainly has a mind. God certainly has a will. He is true man. He couldn't be human unless he had a human intellect and a human will. 1 + 1 = 2. And just, you've heard this, I'm sure, before. But the name of the heresy which claims that Christ had and has only one will is called monothelitism. That's a heresy. One will. Now, Christ has two wills and two intellects. Can a Eucharistic minister give himself communion? Well, Eucharistic minister is doing, you name it. And the damage to faith in the real presence by these quote Eucharistic ministers, God help us. Cardinal Carberry told me, this is some years ago, when he's Archbishop of St. Louis, he was in a monastery in the New York area to stay overnight and doing some praying in chapel, a monastic chapel, before dinner, and there he saw a woman walk up the front aisle, go to the tabernacle, over the tabernacle, pull out her pocketbook and pull out the ciborium, take some holes from the ciborium and put it in her pocketbook, close the tabernacle and walked out. The cardinal was so stunned, couldn't believe my eyes. He might have stopped her, but he figured maybe, perhaps, some extraordinary emergency. So at dinner that night, he asked these monks, well, what happened? Oh, she's an extraordinary minister. And I'll never forget, they told me. Then I asked them, how many priests do you have in the monastery here? 40 priests. The feminist movement has done its worst damage in depriving millions of their faith in the real presence. And bishop after bishop, pastor after pastor, like a little boy, gives in. I don't often talk this week, but this is my last time here this year. Better make the best of our quincentennial year. And that people just, and how many people just find it very hard, as they should, to receive from whether the priest giving communion, to say, go to the priest. And then they're even publicly sometimes reprimanded for not going to the, quote, extraordinary minister. Now, I've seen them, some of the extraordinary ministers, the women. Oh, decked up, dolled out. And of course, by now, so many men are also hooked in the same folly. No wonder we have so many closed seminaries. As one young man after another tells me, why should I become a priest and be henpecked by these women? They're running the church. Now, they're not really running the church. You know what I'm saying? So, God help those who allow, and is widespread, Eucharistic ministers. That's one reason that deacons are ordained. See, I told you, we've got more deacons in the United States than the whole rest of the church put together. We don't need them. We don't need them. But if we're going to have deacons, one of the responsibilities is to help with communion. Can we send our Peter's Pence collection to Rome directly? I was told the Holy Father does not receive the collection from United States bishops. Well, he receives some, but I'm told, I know where or how many, they take their cut. Yes, by all means. In other words, be very happy to. Now, you can either, it's part of one of my jobs, I'll be in Rome, I'll be in the States then till the 15th of January, which is exactly a month from today, right? And I'll be here twice during January. So, if you want to, give me an envelope and write a nice letter to the Holy Father, close your check, pay the order of His Holiness, Pope John Paul II, and then if I get them by the 15th, I will deliver them to the Holy Father. And there, because it's part of my job too. I guess that's it. Yep, to all of you, it's still 10 days to Christmas, but a blessed Christmas with all my promise of prayers. And I have three masses on Christmas Day, and one of my masses is always said for those whom I promise to remember. And that mass, of course, there are a number of people involved. One mass for you people on Christmas Day. God bless you. Pray for me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin.
Pray for us, O Mary, Lord, to thee.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Somebody just gave me a copy of the book, The Greatest Man Who Ever Lived. It's on Jesus Christ, published by the Jehovah's Witnesses. Here. Jesus never claimed to be God, but he acknowledged that he was the promised Messiah, or Christ. He also said he was God's Son, not God. And they even quote the Gospel of John. And most Jehovah's Witnesses are ex-Catholics. Most Jehovah's Witnesses throughout the world are ex-Catholics. Never, never really knew their faith. Thank you.